God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
General Prophet John Anoche. Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. O Hill City, at the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of a new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His word, the power is in you. The authority has invested in you.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Bologna Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration for the
I
day.
I speak in the name of Jesus. I address your account system.
Yes.
I address your accounts. Your bank accounts. Your company accounts. Your ministry accounts. Let the Lord fill it up.
Amen.
It is empty because God wants to fill it up. Receive miracle finances. Finances in the name of Jesus. Finances with a mission. Finances with a purpose. I stand as the prophet of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I speak in the name of Jesus. Hear me now, all currencies. Hear me now, monies. Fill the account of God's people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive financial favor. Receive financial favor. Let there be miracle credits.
Amen.
Miracle facilities.
Amen.
Miracle fundings.
Amen.
Into your accounts.
Amen.
Into your businesses.
Amen.
Receive. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your ministry is funded.
Amen.
By the divine provisions of God.
Amen.
Somebody cry out and receive now in Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome to the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche, the prelate of the Worldwide Word Ministries, the Hill City Church, and the John Anoche Ministries. I'm Apostle Chris Widem, and I'm here live in the studio with the anointed prophet of God. Let's hear prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your mercies and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for another day to hear your word. Father, we humble ourselves before you. We receive your word in meekness. We thank you, Father, that we're blessed and built up by your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As usual, it's a joy to come your way. I want you to kindly get ready with your notebooks, your Bibles. Be ready to take down some notes, because a man of God, apart from being a prophet of God, is also a teacher of the word. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, the Lord General.
Yes, good morning, Apostle.
Yes, man of God, I can't help but talk about the just ended 3-day program. You know, like, we've known you for some time now. We know that the Lord uses you powerfully, but it's like you prophesied that we've entered a new season, because I remember the first day I wasn't quite expecting, you know, such a word about the new class of beings. And for over like 10-15 minutes, the whole congregation were on our feet, not because she asked us to stand, but because she couldn't stay seated. Just there was something about the word. There was just electric power. And so we're already standing even before you began to minister. My God, when you began to minister, was it something? Just the power of God, the healings, the deliverances. And just you could sense an increase in the power. And the power of God in your life is already great. So for us to sense an increase was something else. And, you know, the whole place was just charged. People were so looking forward to the next day. And, you know, it continued through till yesterday. And I'm thinking, wow. God is really doing something new, because I've been hungry. You know, we I've seen in the past, you know, when I've met you first, I've seen you, God used you to do marvelous things, things I've never seen before. And I followed some great men of God by the grace of God. But some of the things I saw you do, I was like, wow, I've never, ever seen this. I've watched CBN, I've watched Daystar, watched all, you know, Christian satellites and all networks and all that. But I've never seen anyone, and just the boldness, you know, with which you teach the word and minister. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen men of faith, but I've not seen that kind of boldness. And so, you know, and then for a long time, the Lord had you teach the word, and we've been blessed a lot just by the teaching ministry. But you see the Lord begin to move like this again, where people like instant healings, and then we recorded 100% results. Every single person who came forward, and the numbers were large. The line just kept getting longer. Every single person testified to the glory of God that they were healed and were delivered. So, man of God, today, we're all ears. We are just waiting to hear what the Holy Spirit has for us today. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let the name of Jesus be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
We pray by the power of the Spirit of God that everybody is settled in his spirit or his spirit to receive from the Lord honor and glory.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Let the Spirit of glory fall upon you wherever
Amen.
You are.
Amen. Thank you,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Son of God. I bless God for your life. I honor God for your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, it's the dispensation that Father, the Lord Jesus has caused us to begin. Amen.
Amen.
He's already talked about it. He's spoken about it. It's been something in the spirit. It's been in his mind and all of that. And that is what he's talking about. You know, when you hear God, you teach what he wants you to teach.
Mm.
There are people who teach according to their office disciplines or their office instructions, what they deem fit. But if you are a teacher of the, or, you know, of the Spirit, and you hear the Lord, it's difficult for you to teach what you want.
Okay.
You teach what the Lord wants, and I think that becomes the, you know, the difference, and not the difference that, you know, like, really, like, you know, it sets you apart and all of that, but it is the agenda of God, is in the fulfillment of the agenda. God wants his people to know something.
A word in season.
Yes, he wants them to know something. He wants them to know his agenda. Remember, in this country, I started talking about the agenda of God.
Yes.
In this season, I started talking about all eschatological events and things that will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Today, a lot of people have been enlightened to see and hear the things that are unfolding that indicates that these things are actually here. Amen.
Amen.
The signs and symbols of them. Remember that there was a word about the fact that there are a certain group of people in the generation who have entered the earth. And these are born of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirits that they carry for the assignment upon them has entered the earth.
Sure.
This is when, like, John the Baptist enters the earth realm. The guy has been born already. He's been raised already. But he attains certain age, and he's baptized with the Spirit for his assignment.
Yes.
So the Spirit of Elijah and power of Elijah will rest upon him for him to begin the assignment for the Lord. And this is what I'm talking about. The Spirit for the assignment will enter. When they enter, the Spirit enters. No games, no gimmicks, nothing. It's all about the agenda of God. It even shapes everything about your life. It shapes even the way you look. It shapes the things you wear. It shapes everything. You begin to know everything that Jesus wants you to do. Amen.
Amen.
You live a consecrated and a divine life. Amen.
Amen.
And so the people begin to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
There's tremendous and intense love for the people of God.
Hallelujah.
And for the brethren and the saints in general. So this is what Jesus is doing. And that is why he asked us to teach these things about the 11th hour generation, who they are, what they must do, and all of that. And I've always thought about the 11th hour generation, that no, you will not be able to stop them.
No.
Okay, you will not be able to stop them. Okay, you can only join the train.
Hallelujah.
You can't stop them. Mm. There's enough power, tremendous power. So much so that people begin to talk about the fact that this power is not from God.
Mm.
Because they are seeing so much power.
Yes.
Now, when you see so much power, that's why you give thanks to God.
Hallelujah.
Because Satan can't do so much power.
He can't do it.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he has some power.
Mm.
But his power is not like the Holy Ghost power. Because Satan has an angelic power.
Mm.
Which was not taken. But Satan cannot own the Holy Ghost power.
No, no, no.
The refreshing power that helps people.
Mm.
Satan can't help anybody.
No.
Satan cannot support people. He can't help people. He only kills people.
Mm.
Jesus actually, you know, spoke about his methodologies. He spoke about his practice. He spoke about his function. Who he is. He comes to steal, kill and to destroy. And the Bible says that the guy is deceptive. He's deceiving everybody. That is his agenda. He doesn't have time to come and all of those things. When the Bible talks about the signs and all of that, the shiro that he's talking about, people don't understand what the signs means.
Mm.
Okay. In actual fact, the sign and the wonder he shows is using institutions to do those things. Okay. That something comes and there's a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
There is something he's using to do that.
Mm.
So it's not a miraculous sign and power. That is not the case. All right. Yeah, so that is what people must understand.
Mm.
Yes. And then be blessed by that. That is why we talked about the 11th hour generation. That is why we talked about their purification. We talked about the component in the Bible that represents their sanctification, their purification, and their being set apart.
Okay.
And that also represents the anointing of God upon them. Because when they are set apart, it is for them to be sanctified or anointed for the work of the Lord that they are being called into. That is what it is. So if you are in this last day generation, that God has actually called you by name, embark on the call of God. Consecrate yourself, set yourself apart.
Yes.
Seek the Lord.
Mm.
Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, and He will use you. Amen.
Amen.
You can find a mentor who is in that kind of state, who is in that kind of alignment, so that you seek the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you will be found of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And let the name of Jesus be glorified by those 300 by the power of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So that is what it is. And as for what the Lord Jesus, you know, is doing, and, you know, the surge of power and the miraculous healings and opening ears, deaf ears, and all of that. It's and life, you know, is Jesus Christ expressing his kindness, his compassion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unto his people. So they keep their money for hospital.
Yes, we appreciate you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and praise Him for what He's done. That's all. Now, what comes about this is the intimacy with the Lord.
Mm.
Now, the intimacy has levels, okay? Now, there are levels of intimacy. There is a kind of intimacy that comes out of... They are all sparkled by consistency in what you're doing.
Mm.
But there is a level where you need to be meditating and praying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a level where people have invested the power of God so much in their life that the meditation is a revelational meditation. This is what I'm saying. This meditation, remember, like I've talked about the levels of meditation. And there was one type of meditation which a man sits right now, like as we sit, and, you know, just think on God. Okay, meditate on the goodness of God, and think on even the promises of God for the people of God. And it's not even looking into the Bible, but it's looking into the revelation of God's word, all right, that you may have received or you're about to receive or something. And then you switch moods. You switch from being your ordinary self into a supernatural self.
Mm.
Then the possibilities of God start happening.
Wow.
People may not see you fast. They may not see you pray like the way, you know, you used to. But you don't joke with the meditation. And your worship, you know, the act of worship. It may just be a minute, but you check in into, so you begin to feel God's heart.
Mm.
You begin to know His heart. You are known of Him. You understand?
Mm.
Yes, you are known of Him. That is the difference, Apostle.
Wow.
That is the difference. Yes. That's when people can begin to feel and experience the power of God in their lives. Wherever they are, they begin to experience the power of God in their lives. But for us, that we have to build that alignment. We must be consistent in the prayer and meditation and all of that. There are certain kind of realms and levels that you get to in that dimension that when you, you know, it demands intercession only. It demands intercessions only. But the others that are coming, like that have, the spirit has been formed to a level, they must form to the full and function in it. Those are the people I encourage to pray consistent and meditate consistently.
Mm.
For certain doors are around them, it must open for them. That's what it means.
So in a season where the Lord is ready to admit people into higher realms,
yes.
of the spirit.
Yes, He stretched forth His hands. He's waiting for them. He's actually waiting. It's like time is really up. Yes. We've entered in December, when we entered into this dimension, if you've noticed, the whole of the year, anytime I talk about up to November.
Mm-hmm.
Up to November.
Yes.
Because it wasn't my talk. It was what He was telling me.
Mm.
And when we entered in the season, He was announcing unto me about a new dimension.
Mm.
A new dimension of His power and glory.
It's evident now.
That we have entered.
Mm-hmm.
A new dimension. And when we enter into the new dimension, this is a wild experience.
Mm.
And this is a release of power. This is the time of alignment, serious alignment to the details of heaven.
Mm.
What heaven thinks about the earth and what heaven is doing about the earth. What God is moving to do upon the earth.
Mm.
Men on earth will pick the signals of His mind. Exactness of His mind, not even, and then replicate the same thing on earth. So that is where the men became dangerous. They become you see them as, you know, replicating God on earth. Like, you know, Paul said, imitate me as I imitated Christ.
Yes.
That's what it begins to happen. And then that is when persecution also begins to kind of rise, yes. Because people think about that. They think about the impossibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the possibilities of God. Yes. And, you know, as though God can do it. They claim God can do it, but God is not the one doing it. Okay, so who has become a representative of God in communication? That God will have to consult you before He does what He's doing. I hope you understand.
Yes.
So it is actually prideful and carnality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't build unto faith.
Mm.
That is what it means. Yes. But we give God the praise and honor. Amen.
Amen.
So that's it. So my profound and scripture, like about the, you know, the feet that is being formed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, like when we go to the book of, I think 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12, thereabouts. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And where he began to speak about the body, that from the verse 12, where he says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So he's talking about the unification of the body.
Mm.
Okay. And then he talks about, for by one spirit, we were all baptized into one word, body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or what
free,
and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
Yes, sir.
One spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. The body of Jesus is not one member, but many.
Many members.
Yes. Now, you know, there are divisions and, you know, and... and people must understand this fact.
Mm.
All right. There are divisions. Whether slaves or free, have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many.
Mm-hmm.
If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand,
mm-hmm.
so the foot is part of the body.
For sure.
But the foot is actually the ending part of the body to the feet.
Yes.
Okay. Onto the ground.
Yes.
Because I'm not a hand, I'm not of this body. Isn't it therefore not of the body?
Is it therefore not of the body? Yes.
Yes. Is it therefore not of the body?
Mm-hmm.
And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye,
where would be the smelling,
right?
The hearing.
Where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in one body, in the body, just as he pleased.
For sure.
Okay. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? So the fact that, we are several,
Different members.
Okay. Mm. We preach the same Jesus.
Yes.
And we must love the same. We must love each other.
Mm.
We can do corrections according to the word of God.
Yes.
Not according to our carnal mindset,
but
according to the word of God. So that we are brought on track and revival sparkles.
Yes, sir.
But we are one body. But different members.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you are different members, they work together.
Mm.
Like, you understand?
Yes.
The Bible talks about submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. They work together. It's not a one big empire. It's not one time empire. Because their chambers, they are like the body, there's places, it's linked together with joints. And if you look at the joint, the way they link together, you see that the veins and the sinew tissues, everything, that one is straightforward. But the bone inside joined together in a joint.
Yes.
And you see the bone come to a bone, and there's some kind of white substance inside and all of that. But it flows, the ligaments. Thank you. That is how you need to sit down and draw the part of the body and see the joints, how they join together. It's about respecting and adhering to each of the ministries that God has sent onto the earth. The various giftings of Jesus that he has given unto men on earth. He says, when I'm lifted, I give gift unto men. And this is actually a different gift from the one that the Holy Spirit supplies. Okay, this gift is talking about the one that establishes the offices of his servanthood. Okay, or his governorship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his administrative, for his administrative purpose, where there's order and decency. Do you understand? He talks about it. Then the Bible says, and if the eye... Okay, I got to. Yes, and the eye cannot see
verse 21.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet. I have no need of you. So the head has a relationship with the feet.
Sure.
Already in the Bible, he talks about the fact that, the heavens are the abode of God. The earth is his footstool. He talks about he is the head, and the last day generation is the feet. And he will use the feet to step upon the head of the devil. And I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seems to be weaker are necessary. Now, so which part of the body seems to be weaker? Obviously not the legs. Because the legs are the ones who do the dirty job. You walk on the ground with your leg. The dust comes from the ground to your feet. Sometimes when you take your bath, you wipe your body with your towel. Sometimes you don't want to wipe there with the vital part of your towel, because you feel that is the one that does the dirty work. So the Bible talks about the weaker here doesn't mean the weaker in terms of its flexibility. He's talking about weaker in terms of the works, the dirty works. unrecognized work.
Okay.
Do you understand the point?
Sure.
Oh, the feet, you know. The feet is, you know, it's dirty.
Mm.
The feet is the place that the feet doesn't experience any feces. But because it's used to step on the ground, you know, the feet becomes hard, the feet smells. Like, you see all kinds of things with the feet.
Mm.
But God has placed the feet on the footstool, and the footstool is the earth. And he says, that place is, he bestows honor. So it seems that members of the body that we don't even honor, mm-hmm. he said that those are the places he bestowed honor.
Yes.
And Jesus performed a miraculous cleansing to the feet, where he used his disciples, the 12 of them, to represent the entire body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 12 disciples, the Bible said, they sit upon thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
But when he talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, he's not just talking about physically tribes of Abraham. No, he's talking about all the dispensation of Christ.
Okay.
Including the church. We are talking about the New Testament here.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you will sleep and wake up, and you will inherit your inheritance
mm-hmm.
by sitting upon the thrones.
Yes.
And somebody will say, okay, they will sit upon the thrones of the children of Israel according to their tribes. No, this is not the case. If you check, you will see that Judah mm-hmm. was actually the one that selected kingmakers.
Yes.
Selected the leaders of the tribes. Mm-hmm. Judah.
Yes.
So, if Jesus was going after each of the tribes, then he would have gone to Asher to select the leader of Asher. He would have gone to, do you understand? But yes. That was not the case. You see two brothers in one team,
yes.
three
yes.
brothers in one team, and they are going to sit on thrones
mm-hmm.
to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you something.
Yes.
The election is coming from.
Something.
Yes, it's a spiritual representation. Mm. You need to understand it. This is a very profound thing.
In this last day,
that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes.
Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is that he.
Never before witnessed. Watch the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche this and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on Metro TV. This is the Global Prayer Power.
There's a power! I came to teach you this time around and impart you spiritual power. I see proposals. I want you to watch out for this guy. In Ghana, people will start buying yachts. He will own some.
This and every Thursday.
Let the Lord grant you, my father. Grant it. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive.
I receive.
There is somebody in your mother's. I don't know whether your mom. She has something like a twin or something like that. Huh?
She's a
twin. But there's a problem. The rest of the twin. That is what has affected your mother. A lot of problems. Attack.
Everything.
Body.
Everything.
That.
Even today.
How many of us?
At 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra, 1800 GMT. For more details, call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996670. We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-2676-7655 +233-2676-7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com